The Pledge, radio for West Michigan.
Pledge News and Talk, Congressman Bill Huizenga is on the line. In short order, Bill, you have to go soon, so we really want to ask you your impressions upon seeing the first look at the Tax Cut and Job Act yesterday.
Yeah, very good start to this, and a lot of work has gone into this, a lot of listening, and we still have some refinement that needs to happen. I've been working with NFIB and a number of others about small businesses, where that benefit is really going to derive. But here's the good news. Average family, about $55,000, $59,000 in income, they are going to see their tax bill go from over $1,500 down to about $400. I mean, that's like a 75% decrease in their tax bill.
Wow.
And that's real money. I mean, that is real money. So, you know, we are trying to cut taxes for middle class and small business folks. Those are hardworking taxpayers that deserve to have that tax break. We want to help create good paying jobs. That's what this is going to do, help stimulate the economy. And really, increasing paychecks and boosting take-home pay is key. You know, we remember a few years ago when gas was up around $4 a gallon, right? And that people weren't seeing money coming into their checkbooks, and it was just squeezing families like crazy. Well, mercifully, gas isn't quite that expensive anymore, but there's so many other things that do squeeze our personal budgets. And putting dollars back into that checkbook to go to school supplies or go maybe on a vacation or you know, getting a car repaired or anything like that, that's a very important step.
So, Bill, you're getting us really excited about this bill. What are the chances of it actually passing? And if it does pass, when would this take effect for us?
Yeah, lots of debate about when the effective date would be. It looks like it will be for next year. There is a desire to try to make it for this current year, but we are getting very, very late in the year to have it all be retroactive and go all the way back. The opportunity to pass the House, I think, is very, very high. We've got a lot of consensus that this is heading in the right direction. So I think we will be able to get that. The tough nut to crack as of late has been the Senate. So trying to get that in. I had a conversation last night with a Democrat senator who he and I happened to be at the same dinner, and we had a good conversation. He's one of the folks that has been worked with the Republicans in the past to try to come up with some solutions, and he was very very open to trying to find some real accommodations and make this a bipartisan plan. We know there's a just left a robust conversation with a couple of my other colleagues, Democrats and Republicans. We know that there's a lot of interest in this. I just hope and pray that we're going to be able to move forward with this, not for our sakes, but frankly for the sakes of the American people.
Boy, Bill, you're not the only one praying for tax relief. People out there really are calling for it. They really need it. So we are going to wish you all the best, and you continue to work on this for people right here back in West Michigan. One quick question before you have to go. You think this will have a big impact on small businesses here in West Michigan?
Yeah, it really will, Gene. We're working to make sure that it has an even greater impact. We have seen our areas just chock full of entrepreneurial types who may even still be in their garage, but they're moving. They're on their way up. And because they're smart, they're hardworking, and we've got to give them every opportunity to go and succeed. And right now, our current tax code doesn't do that, and so we need to address that and need to help them out.
I love it that you had something for research and development, that if you were creating something cutting edge and special, there would be a special tax break for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that the United States does really well, and research and development, thinking creatively, is one of those. You know, China actually produces more PhD, just to think of this, more PhD candidates than we do college graduates every year. So they have very, very good technical people, but they don't think as creatively as American students do, or as American entrepreneurs do. And we've got to, that's part of our secret sauce, you know, in the U.S. And we've got to help preserve that and protect that. And we've kind of lost a little bit of that. But fortunately, we've got some opportunities here, I think, to help strengthen that. And we're going to keep doing that and fighting for that and fighting for hardworking taxpayers.
Congressman Bill Huizenga, we better let you go before you have to come up with a creative excuse why you're late for your meeting.
That's right. Fortunately, it's right across the hall. But I'm sure this is hello, not goodbye. I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot about this issue. So appreciate you letting me have that come on.
Thank you for your time, sir.
And we will be praying for you and for this bill.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
God bless. Tax the street if you try to sit. I'll tax your seat if you get too cold. I'll tax the heat if you take a walk.